And good evening, American Fork High School. Welcome to the Red Rocks State Championship here. Finals performance here at the university. My name is Brandon Wickham. I'm joining you from Indianapolis, Indiana. Going to be judging you upstairs, visual effect. Hope you guys have a great performance. Can't wait to see it. And I'll be back with you. Maybe we're going to get started here. We're here for your pre-show to develop. All right, guys, here we go. Yep. Yeah, great moment here as we open up the big wedge. Great staging here for the color guard. And intent as we work through the body phrase. Yeah. And the body roll there. Yeah, great effective moment for you. Good job. Yeah, now sequentially pulling off that wedge now to develop into a big wedge here straightforward. Yeah, staging guys, great job. Yeah, works really well for you there. Appreciate the colors that the color guard brings to the overall effect and the overall design here as well. Yeah, just make sure as we move through these pods, guys, good variety and texture there as we move through the pods and the different variety of motion that we see there with the turns and the crab steps. Make sure they're all the same density. Yeah, we don't need any negative space in the middle of those things. Well, again, good effective moment here. Nice with the block rotations, complement what you're doing musically, and wrapping the color guard around, bringing them through the front. Yeah, works well for you guys. Good job. Yeah. Cool fall leader phrase there. Works well. Yeah, building into a big impact here, working into the windows, maximizing the effect of that moment, what you're doing, tributing musically. Yeah, really nicely done. Good for you. Appreciate the use of the skirt there, as well as the flag as we transition off there, color guard. Cool moment. Yeah, nice level changes as we go through. Yeah, embellishments with the body there on the center of the 50, guys. Good work. Yeah, great staging here with the low brass up front. Really nicely done. Yeah, with the color guard bringing focus to the soloist as well as the staging of the low brass and the arcs. Nicely done. Now transitioning, drawing the eye over to the left. It works well for you guys. Good. Definitely some achievement issues and some clarity issues as we rotate in the pinwheels with the pods on the 50 there. Something to look at if your season is continuing on beyond today. Yeah, good moment here, you guys. Good variety, and the drill creates cool texture here as we move through this big curvilinear and then down to the condensed heavy-weighted wedge. Yeah, also matches the color guard wedge as we start working our way across. Appreciate the differences in interpretation of how we move across the field, too, with the crabbing and then the sways and the different weight to those moments, you guys. Works well for you. Yep. Nice transition for the color guard. Great staging. Staged appropriately. Definitely integrated. Works well for you. Brings color to the whole field. Creates a great palette. Yep. Yeah. High brass up here. Works well as well. Appreciate the accented body as we go left to right. Yep. Big form. Yeah. Yeah, good use of the field, guys. Good use of the space. Cool. Lunging now and then all, you know. Wish maybe, you know, as we lunge and as we go into that kneel, maybe wish that maybe motivated the departure and the flutter into these pods. You know, we kind of kneel and then we all look to the left and then nothing really happens. You know, maybe make those ideas cohesive. Maybe everybody lunges to the left and then that spits out a pod. And then we sequentially leave the pods and then, you know, the form kind of dissolves, you know, different texture it would create there and just kind of a different moment, you know, to keep that keep the idea moving. Good use of the field here. Different facings by the winds. Yeah. Yeah, not exactly sure about the equipment that we're bringing out here for the color guard. Definitely a cool shape. Kind of looks like we're dragging a sled, though, as we bring that out there onto the field. Cool. Yeah, good moment here. Good staging here for the winds. Yeah, I appreciate the constant variety here as we work through weighted forms and then big expansive forms and how that takes up the field and the different weight that creates. Yeah. Yeah, definitely appreciate the variety we bring to the level changes as well. We have a lot of dynamic level changes and playing with levels, highs, lows, as we go through our choreography and we mix that into our program. Works well for you guys. Yeah, great moment as we push the woodwind choir and the brass choir forward here. And a big rotation. Yeah, from an excellent standpoint, we just got to make sure we know how we fit within that giant parallelogram as we push to the front of the field, guys. Big rotations, definitely super exposed. Yeah, flag moment in the back works well for you. Compliments what we're doing visually up front. Definitely carries a lot of weight. And a cool effect as we leaned the props over there, the white props that we have on the field. Creates a unique look. Cool. Smooth transition, bringing the drum line forward here for their featurette. Yeah, nice shuffling the pods here in the woodwinds. Yeah, transitioning the props now backfield. I'm curious how that's going to come together here at the end of the show and how that's going to develop. Yeah, nice use of the weighted form over here on side one with the looks like this woodwind choir as we go through different accented body. It's cool, it works well for you. And then working the mellophones back into the form there. Yeah, as we transition them from the props, I appreciate how we get them there, though, and the mode of transportation we're using to get there, you know, not just marching, you know, or fluttering, you know, having body to fit in with the cohesiveness of the design that works well. Yeah, appreciate the mixed meter in the feet here as we go through. Definitely creates a different effect, yeah, as we go through the crab step and then the variation of tempo as well. Nice moment as we do the conveyor belt thing here and then push the color guard towards the back through the drum line. Yeah, big powerful impact moment here as we rotate the giant parallelogram. You guys, good for you. And bring out more silk onto the field, taking up more space. Yeah, big double company front here. Yeah, nicely done. Nice representation. Great use of the field. Yeah, great use of the field, guys. And how we use space works really well for you. Staging of the color guard, staging of the winds up front. All that works really well. The different texture, I appreciate the different texture that the U-shaped props bring to the field as well. Different and unique. You know, the implementation of and use of them, you know, varies throughout the program, but I think it is a unique look that you get to bring to the field there, which is nice. So American Fork, yeah, Thank you so much for your performance. Yeah, overall, you guys, lots of really good things working for you. I think from a staging standpoint, we got a lot of great things working. The integration of the color guard and how they take up space and how they're, you know, always complementary to what the winds are doing. I think that works really great. And just the different variety we bring to the drill as well, you know, and the different textures we create, you know, in several sets, not just at impact sets, but in several moments throughout the show. In terms of, you know, curvilinears to potted sets to heavy weighted sets, and then how we embellish those moments with different body and different weighted body and different weighted choreography to continue to embellish the cohesiveness of the idea. I think that works really well for you guys. Yeah, staging opportunities are great. I think, yeah, overall, you guys, really well-coordinated effort throughout the program. So great performance, you guys. I wish you the best of luck as your season continues, and I hope my comments have been helpful. Thanks.